Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tesfawan Damagnou. The first Pulitzer Prize for Music was awarded in 1943, and for years the award went to composers for an abstract piece that was considered way out there compared to the conservative approach they had the rest of the time. Recently, there has been a noticeable shift in the styles and genres of the Pulitzer nominees. There's now an openness to consider music that would have never been in the running before. When Kendrick Lamar won the award for his 2017 album titled Damn, there was a wave of enthusiastic responses, along with strong pushback. The jurors explained their rationale was simple. They were considering another piece for the award, one that had hip-hop influences. It occurred to them they should also consider hip-hop itself, and Lamar's release was the clear winner.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie.
Many in traditional classical music circles have a hard time even acknowledging hip-hop as a legitimate art form. In an article for Slate.com, Jeremy Samuel Faust wrote this: a good Pulitzer causes you to expand your horizons, not confirm them. Faust's article highlights all sorts of compositional forms found in classical music. Check this out. Lamar's vocal flow is compared to the Sprechstimme techniques that Arnold Schoenberg employed. His repeated pitches evolved the same way as music by Steve Reich and Philip Glass. And the rhythms pulsate and change like a Liszt tone poem. Faust finally states the obvious. Is this not what we in the classical music world would hear as a sophisticated and successful form of post-minimalism?
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yosh, you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kiss to bed, this that I got.
Y'all, what if we don't need to compare Kendrick's divine genius to the cats listed above? There are those of us who hear the Damn album as a sermon from a different church, with a pastor who has struggled along with their parishioners. Kendrick shares in today's vernacular the biblical content of Job in his song Fear, Ezekiel in the track God, Revelations in the song Feel, and the Virgin Mary herself in the track DNA. The prophet Kendrick Lamar is truly one of a kind, and it's easy to see why he refers to himself as Yeshua's new weapon. He is. He unshackled the Pulitzer Prize from white supremacy, and now I unshackle you. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Derek Ramirez, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesla.